The annual Kennedy-Clinton dinner is one of the New Hampshire Democratic Party's marquee fundraisers, a chance to bask in recent electoral victories and channel energy for the next campaign season. But as Democrats gathered in Hollis for this year's dinner on Friday, the reputation of one of its namesakes was getting fresh scrutiny, even from fellow party members. A day before, Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said she thought Clinton should have resigned for pursuing a sexual relationship with his 22-year-old intern, Monica Lewinsky.
I think that is the appropriate response, but I think things have changed today, and I think under those circumstances, there should be a very different reaction.
Others have said it's worth questioning Clinton's legacy not just because of his relationship with Lewinsky. Like other public figures whose careers have been derailed by such allegations in the last month, Clinton faced multiple allegations in the 1990s of sexual harassment and assault. That history put the question of how to honor the former president fresh in mind for many Democrats Friday evening.
I think that's a discussion that we're going to have, and it's a good discussion to have.
Democratic National Committee woman Kathy Sullivan is a former party chair and a longtime Clinton supporter.
I think there's behavior that was not acceptable ever, but was kept quiet or people just kind of ignored from all sorts of different people, Republicans or Democrats, and now that's changing, and that's a good thing.
Others, like State Senator and State Party Vice Chair Martha Fuller Clark, were less convinced that the name of the dinner was worthy of debate.
We have such important challenges ahead of us that this is not the time to be focusing on these sort of, you know, right or wrong small things. Okay, that's what I see happening. You know, and to some degree, you know, it's terribly important, the sexual abuse. But, you know, if we're going to trivialize that, then we're losing sight of what it's important that we change.
Another state party vice chair, Mo Baxley, said the conversation around Clinton's actions as president and his place in the party is loaded, no matter how Democrats proceed. But it's still worth having.
Was it an abuse of power? Of course it was. I'm less concerned with that consensual relationship. I think what happened to Monica Lewinsky was terrible. I'm more concerned with some of the allegations that happened before. And, you know, it's good for us to have this conversation and open it up and look back.
And she said, it's not like the party doesn't have plenty of other role models to choose from.
I'm pushing for the Eleanor Roosevelt dinner. Tired of all the boys.
In fact, New Hampshire Democrats have some experience renaming their main party fundraiser because of controversy over its namesake. The annual dinner was known as the Jefferson Jackson Dinner for years, but the party rebranded it as the Kennedy Clinton Dinner in 2016, amid concerns that it was honoring the legacy of two presidents who were also slave owners. Asked Friday whether Clinton's past merits a similar reconsideration, Executive Counselor Andy Valinsky was blunt.
Let me put it this way. When they came up with this name, no one asked me.
For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.